in the acceptance of the life of God as your life, you were told that was overcoming the belief that you are a personal self in the form. In that overcoming, you're given to eat of the tree of life. Now, the tree of life is your oneness with the infinite force, the substance of all things. And this is now, at present, the fact of your true existence. And that fact begins to make itself known to you when you have acknowledged the life of God I am. Remember that first commandment? You see how important it was? Acknowledge me, my life, in all thy ways. Honor God supremely. Honor the life of God supremely. And when Jesus met with his disciples and they spoke about, he spoke to them about thanking them for visiting him in jail. Master, Master, when did we visit thee in jail? When did we feed thee and clothe thee? And the Christ said, if you do it to the least of these, my brethren, you do it unto me. Accepting the life of God in all as the only life is one of the conditions making possible the activity of the tree of life in you. Deny God anywhere and you lose it. Accept God everywhere as the all and only, and you are one with the infinite. That's part of your inheritance. Now, the crown of life, which says we are not heard of the second death, is another inheritance. And so the second death can come two ways: as a normal human death, which is common to all flesh, or as the collective end of the world. But whether it comes as an individual or collective end, when the life of God is your life, you wear the crown. And you are not touched by death, whether it be individually or collectively, because the life of God is too pure to behold that which has no reality. Hidden manna. One of the letters said, if you overcome, you will be given hidden manna. You can accept that as grace. Meaning, before you ask, I shall answer. There's no need to tell the Spirit what you need. Your hidden manna is available everywhere, the omnipresence of the Father. Becomes part of your inheritance. The new soul body and the new name. See, the white stone you're promised is your new soul body. Your new name is Christ I Am. And when you have accepted the life of God, you discover you have a soul body. You don't have to go out and build one. As the old, the false drops away, the new takes its place. And you discover what you've been doing all these years in growing into the place where you can accept the life of God. You have been going through a transmutation. Being transformed by this acceptance, so that one day, for you, the white dove descends. One day, for you, New Jerusalem comes out of the heaven, and your new consciousness, which is New Jerusalem, the holy city, outpictures its new form, the body of the soul, which is deathless. And which John is walking in right at the moment when he's writing all this. The soul body that could not be kept in a tomb. But why don't you go a step further right now and accept that there is such a body? It's not to be attained, it's not to be built, it exists. All that God is now. I and the Father are one, and therefore I must have a body within the life of God, which is undying now. Why not live in it? Why not step back and above this sense of body and live in your undying body? Accept the finished kingdom of God. That's why these so-called inheritances are given to us, so that we will have faith in the unseen. Accept that I am one with the Father, and the tree of life of grace is functioning here now. There is hidden manna. I'm not going to inherit these things in the future. I inherited them the moment I became aware of myself as the pure being, the Spirit, the Son of God. They are the fact of my life. And unless you accept them to be, they cannot express in your consciousness. The acceptance is what makes you conscious of their presence. That's why I suggested you read chapter 11 in Hebrews, which was all about faith in the unseen. Faith in these unseen qualities will make you reject their opposites when they appear. Where's the rent? Why, wait for your hidden manna. It's here right now. Where's the good you need? It's right here now. Where's the perfection you want? It's right here now. But become conscious of this tree of life, this hidden manna, this crown of gold. Overcome the opposite beliefs, and lo and behold, I come quickly. You see, your fidelity to the life of God, the perfection of divine life where you are, brings forth that which is needed when it is needed. Your ignorance of its presence is the rejection of Christ as your identity, and therefore the rejection of the qualities of Christ. Reject them and lose them. Accept them and they appear. Acknowledge me in all thy ways. Power over nations, we were promised. Well, that means power over matter. That means you will have the power to break the law of karma. How? By recognizing that the law of karma has no power over the life of God. The law of karma has no power over the life of God where you stand. If you think you are under the law of karma, you think you are not the life of God. And so your acceptance of the law of karma is your rejection of the life of God. You know how many people are living in this world living out their karma? That's because they do not know they are the life of God. I never heard of God's karma. Just separate human beings, mortal human beings, fleshly material human beings. But that's the reason for the teaching of Christ. That's the reason for Jesus coming through John as the revelation of St. John. I make all things new. I take karma and shatter it with a rod of truth, says the Christ within. And so now you must learn that your faith in the life of God to be your life is also your faith to transcend the belief that you are living out a karma. That's not you living out of karma. That's the false sense of self that you have maintained. Get rid of it. Overcome it. To him that overcometh will I give power over nations, meaning the rod of truth to trample and shatter the law of karma. We were given the morning star in our life, and that is the light of truth, which overcomes the darkness or the ignorance about God. In the life of God, which is your life, is the morning star, the light, the transforming, self-revealing light. You've waited to be illumined. You are the light. The life of God includes the light of God. His life is the light of all men. I am the light. I am the morning star. And in me is no darkness at all. All darkness, all ignorance of God must be expelled, for it is not part of your life. All of our yesterdays are dropping away, even our past. What past do you have? Does God have a past? God is the eternal now. The now that never was yesterday, but was always now, and ever will be now. Get the meaning of that and see that you were always now and always will be now. And that which occurred in passing time as you never was you at all. This moment in the eternality of being is all-encompassing and all-embracing, and there never was a past for any of us. Every belief in a past is a denial that you are the life of God. The good of the past and the bad of the past never happened. Not in the life of God. Can you drop them? Can you live from this nowness on? You will learn that you will come to that place where for you there never was a yesterday. Every concept of a yesterday will vanish. Because the new country, which is opening to us, is without time. It has no yesterdays. It is perpetual and eternal youth. It is real. It is here, and it is the eternal now, where time is no more. That is part of your inheritance. But don't wait for your inheritance to fall in your lap. Don't wait for it to knock on your door. It already has. Accept it. Step out of your past. Step out of your future. Step into your perfect now, accepting the life of God here and now. You will find many opportunities to do this, for this world will never stop pelting you with all kinds of beliefs. But they cannot enter the consciousness which is the life of God now. And you walk through all that is unreal, untouched, in your immaculate life. That is how you will behold the new heaven and the new earth. You see how narrow your path is to lead to eternal life? Your faith in these unseen truths brings them into prominent activity in your life now. It is said that we shall wear the white raiment. Now, the white raiment is the mind that has no conditions in it, a virgin consciousness, an unconditioned mind. We are not bothered by the opposites of this world. For you, all is perfection. And what is not perfection, you know to be a mental concept. You're wearing white raiment. You are not blotted out of the book of life. And when you're not blotted out of the book of life because you've overcome the belief that you are not the life of God, that means you are made complete. You attain 100-fold. You are brought into your transitional experience. Not blotted out of the book of life means you can come into sonship, which means oneship with God. Now you're going to find that these are all the foundation stones which later become those pretty little jewels. In the gate or the wall of the new consciousness. Your name will be confessed to God and the angels. Now this is very important because that means you will pass into the experience of life eternal. And as you pass into the experience of life eternal, while in the flesh, it is said that you will be a pillar in the temple of God and no more will you go out. Meaning, that is the end of reincarnation. The going out was coming back into human form again and again. But a pillar in the temple of God means you have attained the eternal life, the awareness of its presence, and your reincarnating days are over. You walk in the eternal, in the now. Now you have the new consciousness, which is what we have been striving throughout all this work to attain. The consciousness that there is only one life. Its name is God. There is only one being. Its name is God. There is only one force, its name is God. There is only one perfect self, its name is God. All is God. There is no other person, place, or thing. God is the only, and beside God there is no other, and I am that one. In your new consciousness, you and the Father are that one. And as long as you stand in that one, you will not cast a shadow. You will not be in the divided consciousness or the duality of the prodigal. And all that the Father hath must express where you are. And so, finally, you are sitting on the throne. And that means because you are one in consciousness, the divine will is functioning through and as your being. There's nothing to oppose divine will. My will is your will. My will is being done as you. And our omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence functioning through and in and as that will are the living grace of God where you stand. Jesus did it. John did it. Many before them did it. Each in turn reincarnates until the life of God is accepted, lived in, and the inheritance of that life becomes the law of that life expressing where you stand. Oh, it would be so difficult if we were just starting out anew and playing guessing games. But we have these great masters who have accomplished what they have said we can do also. Now, when we get to the wall, we find that the building of the wall is made of pure jasper. And all that means, you see, is that it is transparent, meaning the Father. The law of God is expressing through it. Whatever the jasper is showing forth is because something else is coming through. And we become pure jasper. The way to the throne is through being a transparency to the will of God in you. Having accepted the life of God in you as the only life, and extending that to the life of God everywhere, so that now you have one continuous life everywhere, you have what Paul called a continuing city. There's no separation. You're surrounded by the life of God. And you let the will of God in you come through the jasper or the pure open consciousness which you have submitted to the Father. Find it in yourself. And all of this takes place where? In that city, which the Bible here tells us is foursquare. Where the length and the breadth and the width are the same. All dimensions are identical. Why? Because that's infinity. When you get outside of this mortal life into the life of God accepted, you're in the dimension of infinity. You're in the city that lieth foursquare. You're out of the three-dimensional world. You're out of the world that is not your Father's kingdom. God's life is not in the three-dimensional world. But now, the life of God being your life accepted, you're in the holy city of infinity, where grace is the only law. And the less you do, the more is done. You become a beholder to the glory of God. Now, this is the way. The effortless acceptance of the present glory of God and His will that is being done, though it is not seen by human eyes. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life. He will wear a crown. He will be given a white stone, a new body, and in it a name that none shall know except he who receiveth it. He will be made a pillar in the temple of God and will go no more out. Are these words that are meaningless to us, when we know they are divine, given to us as a beacon, as a badge, as a strength, as a fountain of courage? So if we are new disciples, these are words for us. For we are told, heaven and earth will die, but my words will never die. And when heaven and earth died for John, he saw the new heaven and the new earth, as you and I will. Yes, the wall of the city has gates, and there are 12 gates, and there are 12 ways to swing on those gates and to serve God by your works. And the names of the tribe of Israel are in those gates because they are the ways of serving God. Whoever serves God is an Israelite. And this is the new consciousness that can never be defiled. It is a permanent fact, a dispensation without opposite. As you live in it a while, lo and behold, as John did, you see a pure river of water of life. Remember the 46th Psalm, that there is a river? Here it is again. He showed me a pure river of water of life. Now this is the one consciousness expressing as you. And this has trees. Just the tree of life, though. Gone is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the tree of life is lined up on both sides, it says. Before you had opposites, good on one and evil on the other. Now in the tree of life, all there is perfection. Not in the future. Right here in our present now is perfection, unseen by human eyes. And if you take anything with you out of Revelation, it should be that the life of God is always perfect. And therefore, your life is always perfect. Why should you have the experience of perfect life if you're willing to accept less? Or if you're willing to deny that perfect life? And so we were given the gift of perfect life. If we cannot accept it, that is our problem and our only problem. Slowly you learn to accept perfect life. You learn to smile at the appearing iniquities. You learn not to be involved with the difficulties that beset you. You learn not to resist the so-called evils. Because you are being faithful to the perfect life and saying, there is no other than you. I am seeing the shadows and I will not respond. And all of this is necessary if you are to witness the kingdom of heaven on earth. And then the pure river of life, clear as crystal, the one consciousness, is the only consciousness that you are. What else can it show forth but its perfection? The shadow of a second consciousness is gone. The human ego is no longer there. You've been crucified to the false mortal self and resurrected unto I, the one, the only. All of this is beyond the level of the mind, deep within your soul activity. As you let this newness of your own being grow forth, lifting you above all of your present concepts of who you are. There shall be no more curse. Remember that curse? When Cain killed his brother. That's lifted. No more brother against brother. We're lifted out of the curse of the opposites, out of the duality of the spirit and the flesh. The throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. His servants shall serve him. Emphasis on serving, not dominating the spirit within you, but serving it. Yielding to it, letting it and its will function your being. Withdrawing from yourself as you have known yourself, that your higher self may express. And they shall see his face and his name shall be in their forehead. Your forehead is your consciousness. His face is his power. His name is his will. His power and his will be in your consciousness when you are serving and not trying to dominate. the life of God, which is your life. There shall be no night there, no candle, neither light of the sun. The reason is simple. It will be your light which lights your life. All error, night is gone. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. Behold, I come quickly. Now remember that phrase, behold, I come quickly. Only when you are conscious that you are the life of God do I come quickly. The quickening is in your consciousness that you are my life. And that is your sword and your buckler forever. You need no other defense, no other armor. The knowledge that the life of God is you is the invitation to the Spirit. And I come quickly. Depend on me. Put up thy sword. No mental argument, no reasoning, no long-winded discussion. Just know the life of God is your life here and now. The life of God is the life of your adversary here and now. And behold, where I am acknowledged, I come quickly. That acknowledgement is not with the tongue. It is in the depth of your soul. You must be living there. It's not an acknowledgement that you come into and then change back to. It is a permanent way of life, that acknowledgement. And then I come quickly means grace is where the life of God is acknowledged without ceasing. These are the terms of eternal life. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. I think we could end with Isaiah, because you'll find that Isaiah said something which you have just heard from John. This is the 65th chapter of Isaiah, from the 17th verse on. Look how similar it is to what John just told us. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. And the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. Just think, there is no past in the eternal now. All that had been is gone. Never was. That's why it is gone. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create, for behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. The new consciousness was known as coming to earth by Isaiah. That was 700 years before Jesus. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more, nor the voice of crying. And there shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die, 100 years old. But the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. You see, one won't do the work for another. One won't live off of another. Each is self-existent in the truth of being. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the bullock. and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Now, you will see the continuity of truth from the prophets of old, through Jesus, through John, and then through the new disciples, all inheriting the same perfection of life, learning there is no other. Now then, that becomes life eternal, knowing God aright. And if you will, look up and down this earth, out beyond into the galaxies, underneath into the waters, everywhere, and know that you are surrounded only by the life of God, which is your life. And there is no separation anywhere in that one infinite eternal life. You will discover the power of grace. That is the revelation of St. John, and it is a beginning, not an ending. For as you turn to this truth, you will have your own revelation. You will have your own hidden manna, your own fountain of living waters. You will be taught by the Comforter within. You will go through different but related experiences, all testifying to the truth of what these great masters taught. The spirit of your own being will bear witness to the truth of what they taught. This is the path to freedom, to life eternal. And we who have made a certain degree of effort in that direction will find ourselves well rewarded. I'm sure there is in each of us who have spent these 25 weeks a stirring, an awareness that the greatness for all of us is at hand. As a very important and inevitable realization. We would not have been exposed to this message unless we had been chosen to be exposed. Perhaps what we do from this point on isn't even our choice. For the will of the Father in us is ever functioning. But you can let yourself be receptive to that will, conscious of it, and if you will, you can accept that I, now, in my true being, am the eternal Christ. Never shall I be more in all the human days that my form walks the earth than I am at this eternal now. And if I will accept that, that eternal now will accompany the appearing form in all its travels. Keep that present tense and know that it is always the truth. God is ever knowing, and I and the Father are always one. With this, we are lifted from the mental universe to the soul universe, which is the kingdom of God on earth. On Sunday, the Sunday just before Christmas, we're going to have a little party here, a little Christmas party, and everyone's invited. I hope you come hungry. And if we see you then, that'll be marvelous. Also, there'll be announcements about it in the mail to you in a week or two. Keep it open if you can. And then later there'll be announcements about what we're going to do next year, which we ourselves don't know right now. It's been a joy and a blessing, which all of us have participated in, and I thank you for being here through these years. We'll be seeing you very soon. Thanks again.